Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher, and welcome to the latest edition of our newscast. So, first of all, can each of you introduce yourself for me? So,
hi, my name's Aidan Cannell. I'm from the Isle of Man, but obviously live in the UK now.
And yourself?
Darren Wild. I live in the Isle of Man.
Okay, so we're talking today about the long haul. For anyone who hasn't heard of this fundraiser you're doing, can you tell me a little bit about it, first of all?
Yeah. So, we lost our good friend, Stephen, to suicide in November. We started a journey with the police in the 90s with Stephen, and this is all aimed around a memorial ride for him and to raise awareness of suicide in general, but obviously highlight that men in specific are a larger portion of the suicide that we have in this country, and it's to bring awareness and try and bring down the walls of silence in respect to that.
And so I suppose before we get into the actual fundraiser and the route and everything, tell me a bit about Stephen then, like for anyone who didn't know him.
Well, there's a lot of people that do know him. He's quite well known on the island. Stephen's large character. He was large in stature. He was a good friend to both myself and Aidy. And as Aidy said, that we started that journey in the late 90s, joining the police together, and that was the first time that myself and Aidy knew each other prior to that, because we both worked at the Steam Packet before we joined. So that's when we all first met, and we just got a good friendship from then on when we went to training school and then throughout our early careers at the police. He was a fun-loving fella, always wanting to do practical jokes and have a laugh Yeah, it's really sad that we lost him last year.
Yeah. I suppose as well, you say you want to raise awareness around mental health and the fact that, you know, the numbers, it is men more than women oftentimes. What's the sort of a message there? I mean, I suppose in terms of with Stephen, was there any like particular signs or, you know, what's the message around that as well?
It's just a talk. Somebody obviously can go quiet. There's so many different aspects to suicide, I think we've discovered since over the last few years. Obviously, both of us have done the police service, so we've come across many events like this. And it's often the case of people just going out of character, they go quiet, reserved. And it's just get people just to pick up the phone, you know, speak to somebody, message somebody, reach out. Just talk to the people around you. And even if you don't want to talk to the people around you because of the stigma about you're not seen to be strong enough to deal with it, that has to go, you know.
And then, so the long haul, tell me a little bit about the challenge, and also tell me, would Stephen just be wetting himself laughing at you for attempting this?
Yeah, well, we're fully expecting a flat tyre on the way, and that'll be as a result of Stephen, I would have thought. Practical joker extraordinaire. So Warrington is where the original police college was for the Isle of Man. Manchester, Lancashire, Cheshire and Merseyside did have some officers there as well. Obviously, we started, I think it was about 130 on our intake,
something like that,
130 yeah. Officers from all the forces. So we obviously built friendships with people in and around those forces as well. Even today, that's who we've reached out to, people we started with to come and give us some moral support on the day. Padgate in Warrington is exactly where Bruce used to be. It's now housing development. As everything else moves on, most forces now train within their own four walls. And exactly that, they've turned it into a new housing development called Constable's Way, Sergeant's Drive. Mm-hmm. And that's where this is starting, at Sergeant's Drive, because obviously Stephen was a sergeant. So after we start in the place, we started. And we've mapped a route which is exactly 212 kilometres, which carries us up through Wigan, Preston, up to Lancaster and onto the boat. Equipment provided, kindly sponsored by some of the local companies, which we've obviously got on our flyers, and the Steam Packet have helped us with getting onto the boat as well. Now, on the boat, this is where JW Coaching comes into it, who's been, because obviously I'm no spring chicken anymore, Darren's a little bit behind me, but they've trained us really hard, really well, given us the nutrition plans that we needed. And we're going to be on the boat doing a lot of cycling on static bikes provided by those guys through one of the local gyms. We're covering a number of miles on the boat, which obviously fills the gap from Warrington to Heysham. Mm-hmm. Then off the boat, we're going a TT course direction up to Stevie's final resting place in Bluff. So combined 212 kilometres.
So you don't even get a break on the boat? You're
no,
not even giving yourself
no. I mean, obviously, we'll have to account for a loop break because, as I say, I'm getting on a bit, so I'm not going to be able to do that length of time, but we'll obviously need to take some kind of food. But the idea is to permanently go because, again, if you stop, then your legs aren't going to appreciate getting back into it. So, yeah but as I say, we've had some good prep with it and good people helping us.
So you're doing all this over one day as well. That's quite a feat as well. You're not even breaking it up.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously we've done a fair bit of distance training, but obviously we've not gone up to the maximum distance because obviously it's in effect two disciplines, isn't it? Road and then on a bike. But obviously when we've been doing a lot of gym work, we're doing a lot of bike work as well. So obviously it's not a sprint. It's a marathon, as they say. So we're giving ourselves a 7 o'clock start. Gives us 6 hours to cover the first part. Obviously expecting the Stevie Hall intervening with some kind of comical event happening on the route. So we've got everything planned in that respect to get up in the boat in good time, just to roll onto the boat, carry on with the cycle and then roll off the other side. So.
We'll have to carry the spin bikes up the stairs, so I don't know how we'll
manage. Yeah, well, we've got a couple of people now that are coming on the boat as well with us. Some family members are joining us for the trip, so hopefully they can get that part set up before we even get there, because the thought of carrying them up through a lift is going to be something else.
Like, come on, help us out. Like, yeah,
have
you seen how long we've gone?
Yeah, yeah.
At least if you do get a flat tyre, you can laugh about it and think that it's okay.
Absolutely,
and then,
yeah. I'm hoping with the technology we've got, we're not going to get lost, but he'd throw something in like that as well.
Well, you're bypassing Widnes, which I'm offended by because that's where I'm from.
All right.
So
okay.
It's fine, whatever. But you're going through Wigan and everywhere. So you said that you've, you know, got in touch with your colleagues across to sort of cheer you on at various points. Are you hoping you're going to get a good turnout as well in terms of
that? I mean, obviously, you've got to bear in mind safety as well, haven't you? It's a Monday and it's in the UK and it's an awful lot busier on the road. So we didn't want to make it a big procession because then it steps into a whole new logistics side of things, but the officers are going to bring flags of their own particular forces along to kind of wave us along and get us a bit of coverage on the line. And
And then here on the Isle of Man, are you just again hoping people cheer you on? Is anyone joining you for this leg, or you know, what's the plan there?
Yeah, family, family will obviously be coming along, Stevie's family as well. Everybody's pitched in, the donation page is going really well, you know. Yeah, we've obviously got Stevie's daughter hopefully coming along for the journey.
And hopefully his son as well.
And hoping his son can get the time away, because I think is he working?
He's got a new job now, I don't know, but he's looking to try and get the time off, which I'm sure he'll probably manage to do.
Yeah.
So.
Ailish, Stevie's daughter, is going to come along and support us along the way, so that'd be nice. Give us the added spur up the hills. Thankfully, I mean, UK side, there isn't any hills like Glen Helen or anything like that. There's a few rises, but nothing we can't deal with. But maybe when the legs are...
Yeah, you've left probably the more difficult part here on the island. Yeah. And did you have a fundraising goal in mind? And, you know, have you surpassed that?
Yeah, so we set off, because we didn't... Obviously, there's a lot of sporting events going on with charities-based and certainly coming up now. I think you've got the parish walk soon, haven't you? So a lot of people are collecting for that. So we didn't want to go too far into occupying everybody's time with that, so we set 2,120, obviously 2,120. We surpassed that 2 days ago.
Amazing. So is that spurring you on then? You've got that kind of support behind you as well.
Yeah. But the day it's happening on, the significance as well, it's actually Stephen's birthday, the 16th of June.
Oh, okay.
So that's the day we're doing it on, and obviously the kilometres is 212, which was his collar number in the police, so that's another significance as well. So.
Yeah, good thing the last few days Darren here has had these stickers done, which is obviously his collar number and relevance to Stephen and being a sergeant and for the TT25, so they're popping up all around the island as we speak.
Awesome.
Some of the bikers that are out today on the races have put them on their outfits. So.
Oh, brilliant. I love that. That's awesome. So we'll see him flying around the course today.
As I say, it's just all about raising awareness, because too many people are silently going off and that shouldn't be happening.
No. I suppose one sort of final question, how has the training been? So you said it's been quite, you know, you've been doing on the bike and on the static bike as well. I mean, how's that been going?
I mean, as I say, had I not taken on the help from Darren's nephew doing the plans and stuff, it's amazing. But one of the things I've noticed, it does help your mental health as well, getting into a drive to do something, because obviously It's easy. I mean, obviously, the suicide rate in men of our age group in the 40s and significantly higher than other age groups. And I think you've got to have something to spur you on, a plan, some way of structuring your life better, and your food and your mental health and your physical all come hand in hand. You know what I mean? You've got to be able to put a little bit in yourself, but at the same time, other people around you can help you and spur you on. And that's how our training's gone with the bike. In the gym, I've shed 2.5 stone in just over three months now. Mm. Obviously, I had it to lose, but, you know, here we are. I'm a bit more streamlined than I used to be, and I'm going to get myself to Balaf one way or another.
Yeah. Okay, and then next stop, the Island Games, yeah? Or the Olympics?
Yeah. Maybe walking football, I think, is the next stage.
That's fair enough. Yeah. And then you said that the ride will end at Stephen's final resting place, and you said it's his birthday, so I'm hoping that you're saying you're going to have, like, a cake and some candles or something there.
Yeah, well, we're only a matter of metres away from the Raven in Balaf, so I'm sure we'll...
it'll be a toast instead.
Partake in lemonade, shandy, or something like that, but, yeah, I don't think there'll be much drinking done on that day, because I think it'll be bed and recover.
That's famous last words. We've got that on record now. Like, you say he's not going to drink on that day. Awesome. Is there anything I've missed at all that you want to add?
We've got a web page going. There's a lot of stickers appearing around the Isle of Man. They haven't got the QR code in to help donate, but we're trying to do some of it where people actually go looking for it, because lots of people get bombarded with requests for money and they just see something like that and then move along. But look up the 212, the long haul on Facebook, and I believe it's on Instagram as well now. So look it up, have a read.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.